Nagire wants to know,
how do I ask out my ex-girlfriend?
Your ex-girlfriend is your ex-girlfriend for a reason. I would say don't do it. Don't.
If she broke up with you, then she's probably over you and you probably shouldn't ask her out again and move on.
You don't. That's poison. Don't do it. I don't care what she said or what she promised you. Stay away.
Just ask her out again.
Be like, hey, I still have feelings for you. Do you want to go out again?
You pick up the phone. You call her up. Don't send a text.
Get some flowers, you know, dress up, look really nice.
Like a gentleman. Be nice. Maybe you should bring her a box of chocolates or some flowers.
Do it in a really big way. I don't know how, because I've never been in that. But make sure that's a really big way.
Do it with flowers. I would do it with kindness. I would do it maybe with an apology. And I have to say good luck.
More fan asks,
how do I get over the emotions of watching Sherlock?
I can't. They're just, it's so cool.
You don't get over the emotions of watching Sherlock. You just wait till the next season comes out.
Watch it again. You'll get over it, and then you'll start over, and it's an entire cycle that just doesn't end. It's called the Sherlock cycle.
Don't get over the emotions. That is the joy of Sherlock, is just going completely nuts when crazy things happen.
Take a deep breath and say, wow, that was either good for you or bad for you. Move on.
Find a new show.
I just stopped because I couldn't deal with it anymore.
If it's too emotional for you, you might want to consider not watching that program anymore.
Don't watch it for another 300 million gillion years.
Watch another show on Netflix. Don't be so sensitive about a TV show.
Go watch another show that makes you happy. Go put on some Sunny in Philadelphia, Blue Mountain State, and that will cheer you up.
Take it one day at a time, because I know the emotions for TV shows when your favorite character dies or something, and you just gotta breathe and know it's gonna be okay.